This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Governor Jay Nixon is urging Missouri's soil and water districts to allow farmers to briefly graze their animals on livestock exclusion areas. Today, Nixon said the drought and heat is causing a severe strain on Missouri farmers. He says about 140,000 acres could be available to provide immediate help to livestock producers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture already is allowing eligible farmers in 114 Missouri counties access to low-interest loans and other aid. State officials have temporarily halted operations at a meat locker in central Missouri. The Missouri Department of Agriculture said in a release late Thursday that inspectors have temporarily stopped processing operations at Russellville Locker. Inspections found unsanitary conditions, pest control issues, and problems with marketing and labeling. The facility will remain suspended until it completes a satisfactory inspection. The department says that Russellville Locker is a custom processing facility, which processes and packages meat for livestock owners only for their own consumption. The department says people who've conducted recent business with Russellville Locker should also carefully examine all the items processed by the facility. The Patriot Guard has placed flags around First Baptist Church in downtown Columbia in preparation for the funeral of fallen soldier Sterling Wyatt. Wyatt died on July 11th while on duty in Afghanistan. Two Facebook events are urging community members to wear red shirts and form a human wall around the church on Saturday in honor of Wyatt. His funeral will be held Saturday afternoon at 1. After a shooting in Colorado this morning that left at least 12 people dead, some lawmakers in Missouri are calling for stricter gun laws. KBIA's Jacob Fenston has more.
The shooter in Aurora, Colorado, entered the movie theater with three guns, including a semi-automatic assault rifle.
What this really goes back to is the availability of weapons.
Missouri State Representative Stacy Newman, a Democrat of St. Louis County, she says last night's tragedy should restart dialogue about gun legislation in Missouri.
These lax regulations basically flood the market with weapons. And, you know, the more guns out there, the more we're going to see tragedies like today.
She blames the National Rifle Association, which, she says, aggressively courts lawmakers.
We see it every single session. It's to, you know, lower the age of concealed weapons. It's to make it easier to obtain, you know, additional guns.
People are killing people. The gun is the instrument.
State Representative Gary Cross, a Republican of Kansas City, he supported gun rights legislation this past session.
Gun bad enough, they're going to get it. It doesn't matter what laws you pass.
The Missouri legislature considered several pro-gun measures this past session, including a bill that would prohibit discrimination against people legally carrying concealed weapons. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.